conflict happens, doesn't it? It's unavoidable. In a marriage, with children, at work, in communities, wherever there are people in close proximity, conflict happens. But there's a decision point in every conflict where you can have a huge impact. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The more I see of life, the more I come to the conclusion that much of the conflict I see arises because we haven't learned to balance our needs, our wants, our rights, such as they are, with those of others. That's the bottom line. And I guess you can't live around other people without eventually treading on one another's toes. The question is, though, when that happens, do we allow the conflict to escalate, or are we able to forgive one another? Okay, so let's say that I tread on your toes. I've stepped over that line. It makes you angry. But when that first flash of anger, that initial reaction passes, what you do at that point has everything to do with how this is going to play itself out. Do you allow it to fester so that you can get back at me later? Do you take it to the next level and let it develop into an all-out conflict? Or do you forgive me? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and loving to each other. Forgive each other the same as God forgave you through Christ. The reason we're called to forgive others is that God, at great cost on that cross, first forgave us. That's more than reason enough, but there's more. Without exception, the people I've met in life who've had the greatest impact in this world, those whom I look up to and respect, are the people who are very, very good at forgiving. Interesting, isn't it? Forgive each other the same as God forgave you through Christ. That's God's word, fresh for you today. There is such power in the word of God, power to bring about change, to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring wisdom into our lives. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at christianityworks.com for instant access. That web address again is christianityworks.com. I'll catch you next time.